Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Nayanima Basu, Senior Associate Editor with the Print, and today I will discuss what did the India-US Trade Policy Forum achieve. The India-US Trade Policy Forum, or the TPF, is the highest dialogue mechanism between both countries on bilateral trade and investment issues. On Tuesday, the TPF got reconvened after a gap of 4 years. It was last held in 2017 under the previous Donald Trump government, after which it was shelved. The TPF was chaired by Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and US Trade Representative Catherine Tai on Tuesday, in which both sides discussed all outstanding issues concerning bilateral trade. Tai is on her maiden visit to India. She was appointed as the USTR in February this year. The most important takeaway from this round of the TPF was the fact that India raised the issue of restoration of US's Generalized System of Preferences, or GSP, under which Indian shipments enjoy trade benefits worth $6 billion by means of zero or reduced tariffs on about 2,167 products that were mostly from labor-intensive sectors sent to the US. The two sides also discussed some trade issues that have been ailing the relationship since the Barack Obama period, like enhanced market access for US agricultural goods, intellectual property rights, and the totalization agreement, among others. According to the joint statement that was issued after the meeting, an agreement is being finalized on market access facilitation for mangoes, pomegranates and pomegranate arils from India, and cherries and alfalfa hay for animal feed from the US. On the Social Security Totalization Agreement, the two sides decided to continue the ongoing negotiations. Talks for a Social Security Totalization Agreement between India and the US have been going on since 2007. Once concluded, this will allow Indian workers to get back their contributions towards the US Social Security program after they leave their jobs in the US and come back to India. As things stand, Indian professionals are not able to bring back the money they pay as part of the tax, an amount that currently stands at around $3 billion. Among other tricky issues, India and the US also discussed trade margin rationalization on high-end US-made medical devices. The joint statement said the US side acknowledged the work being done by the Indian side to strike a balance between access to medical devices at affordable rates and the availability of cutting-edge medical technology. The joint statement said the US side acknowledged the work being done by the Indian side to strike a balance between access to medical devices at affordable rates and the availability of cutting-edge medical technology. In this regard, the United States welcomed the recent application of the trade margin rationalization approach for price regulation on certain medical device products, and India noted that wider application of TMR for other medical devices is under consideration by the relevant authorities, according to the joint statement. The US, along with its pharma lobby groups, have been pushing India to do away with arbitrary price controls on high-end and premium medical devices manufactured by American firms in favor of the TMR, while Indian healthcare players are against such a move. Interestingly, this time both India and the US also discussed certain emerging issues and agreed to address issues such as child labor and forced labor in order to smoothen global supply chains and make them more resilient and sustainable. Both sides have agreed to continue the TPF from now on. The next round will be held in 2022. That's all I have for you right now, but we will be watching the developments closely in the days to come and bring all the latest developments. This is Nayanima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.